Die groot trek saam Dopie Nina weekdae tussen 3 en 6.
Jamie Fine met If Anything's Left. Dis 'n Amerikaanse TikTok sensasie nie wat nou hier so aangekom het in Suid-Afrika vir daai paar shows. Het jy gehoor
van? Wow. Nee, kyk mos nie TikTok nie.
Have you heard about it, Mr. Leemond?
I have not.
Not.
Thank goodness. Are you a TikTok
no,
scroller?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Then I don't feel so bad.
No, you should be on TikTok, man. There's a lot of stuff happening there.
I know. There's so many things. Everyone's like, every time you speak to anyone, with terms of business, or like, how's your TikTok? How's your TikTok followers?
Yeah.
So, do you have TikTok followers? Are you on TikTok?
No, I'm actually not. I need to get on.
People get 20-year-olds to handle their TikTok accounts because we don't get it.
I'm hiring. I'm looking for 20-year-olds.
See, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start branching out as well and get myself really savvy 16-year-olds.
Yeah.
To just run my social media.
It's great.
Because it doesn't make any sense to me. I'm trying. And it's not booming the way it should. Yeah. But listen, thank you for coming to join
us
today.
Thank you for having me. It's amazing to be here.
On a Thursday. It's the first time you're on the Groot Trek with me and Nina.
Yeah.
It's not the first time you saw our faces. The last time you saw my face, I was lying flat on my back.
Shame, man. You fell. But you made it such a good recovery. It was very good.
Thank you very much. I try my best. But you've been a busy man, and I mean it's literally been years in the industry for you. And most of the people who don't know would know that you are still,
yes,
I believe, the front man of Prime Circle, which was wrote the anthems to a whole generation.
Yeah.
You know, from Hello to whatever. And if memory serves me correctly, tell me if I'm wrong. I knew a makeup artist back in the day, and she worked on a music video you guys were shooting in downtown Joburg, close to Braamfontein area, whatever. Yeah. And apparently, what she said to me, and I could be wrong, was this was the first time that a South African act had a budget of over R1 million for a music video.
Yeah,
was that?
I don't know. I don't think that was us. I think it was definitely the people, everyone bringing themselves to the party.
Wow.
You know, just bringing the expertise and making it happen.
Yes.
I definitely think that some of the videos have, you know, it's maybe that value, but we've never, I think, yeah, like I remember Watershed was one of those bands. They got, I think they did R1 million on a video, and this was 10 or 12 years ago.
Yeah.
We were all, how did they do that? You know, it was incredible, but we definitely had the talent to do it.
Well, you did it the clever way. You didn't pay for it, but you had the value.
Yeah. We say we pay you in tickets, you know.
Yeah. Exposure.
Yeah, exposure.
Petrol money and lunch.
We've done enough exposure gigs. I'm sure you guys know that as well.
Hectic.
But Ross, you just came back while you were in the European summer.
Yeah.
You were over there and you're almost going back again.
Yes.
It's amazing.
It's great, man. I'm heading back in October. I'm doing Ireland. I'm doing
I saw with Khan.
Amsterdam. I'm doing with Khan, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'm heading off to China as well. I'm doing a week in China. And Dubai with Prime Circle. So it's a busy time. And it's all in 4 weeks. That whole thing happens in 4 weeks.
Crazy.
All
of that, a lot of traveling.
Yeah, yeah.
But I saw some of your videos, at the shows in London, and there's just something about the British summer that's just so special, isn't it?
It's hard to get people to go indoors.
Yeah,
because they don't want to stay indoors. So
yeah.
I know some of the venues struggle to get people in.
Really?
So it was lovely to see.
Mm.
But the one thing I've always been wondering about is when South African acts do go overseas and you play a Dubai or an Ireland or whatever. We know there are a lot of expats who live in these countries, but what is the vibe? Is there a different vibe at the shows there compared to South African crowds, or do you have the same kind of reaction?
It's weird. Like when we get to Amsterdam, you can actually hear that the room turns more South African.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because people are a lot louder. And they're, who can it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people, they're reliving, you know, and we call it the Biltong conspiracy, because we were in New Zealand recently and they go, you know what? It's even better here. The Biltong here is even better. And I go, it's not better.
No, it's not.
Yeah, my friends. But they try and convince you that the Biltong is better.
Yes.
We call it the Biltong conspiracy.
Even Cape Town.
Yeah. So that we always deal with that. But you do feel this vibe, this beautiful thing with South African crowds. There's there's an ownership in a beautiful way. Like the guys can, they speak to you in a different way, and it's just sort of, and you're a part of such big memories, which is
absolutely
a beautiful thing. Yeah.
But so, like, if you go to China, for instance, or Dubai or whatever, is it just expats or are there international fans as well?
It mixes. Like, when we started going to Germany, that was one of the reasons we wanted to start really getting out to the international people and not just playing to like a suburb of South Africa that had moved away.
Yeah.
So it is hard sometimes to get out to those new markets.
Yeah.
So we started by opening for major bands and those kind of things. That's what helped. Yeah.
So is it just Prime Circle or do you go solo as well or is it different tours?
So all these trips now with Khan, everything is going to be solo.
Okay.
I'll be playing in just outside of Dublin and in Amsterdam and maybe London and then meeting up with the band in Dubai and then China, going there for a week and a bit to go hang out in Shanghai and work with some musicians, hopefully there as well.
Yeah. That sounds like a
and bringing back something exotic for us.
Or
yeah, and some weird biltong.
Well, hopefully, cat biltong. Yeah, I was about to say. Listen, we're gonna continue this conversation with Ross just after this. My vraag altyd natuurlik is, kry ons vir Ross Leemond in om te sing. Wat sal die antwoord wees nie?
Altyd ja, hopelik.
Altyd ja.
Want ek het sommer net goosebumps vir die soundcheck.
Let me tell you. Ross, Afrikaans music. I know Khan's done a few, you know, with the Parlotones and they've covered some Lisa se klavier and whatever. Are you a fan of Afrikaans music?
Yeah, ek het Noordervlok gedoen.
Ja.
By Hevels.
Oh, ja.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And I love Francois music, you know, what he's done with the band and his solo stuff. But
yeah.
I mean, Joe Black, all the guys, I love them. I just saw Apple yesterday. We're having a long chat. I'd love to work with him. I have such respect
for
his
writer.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
We were supposed to do Island together as well last year, and then someone stole the money. So it happens everywhere. But so I love Afrikaans music.
Should we not get Apple to maybe write you an Afrikaans song?
Yeah. I spoke to him literally yesterday. I'd love to try. I just wanted to be, I wanted to feel heartfelt. I think the Afrikaans people deserve someone not trying to take the, you know, like it's got to feel sincere.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just like you're trying to cash in on an Afrikaans song now, you know?
Yeah, but I think people still appreciate it, you know, because we've grown up with your music and the band and we love your voice and the tone and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it'd be a cool move.
I think, like, when I sing Hello, hello. It changes.
Do you make it Afrikaans?
I make it Afrikaans, yeah.
Hello, 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 hello.
When I get to Middelburg, Windbank, you know, where I'm from, I start singing a little bit more hello, yeah.
Listen, so your first solo show over 4 years ago,
and
that's been quite a journey. Why did you make the decision to maybe just branch off a little bit from what Prime Circle's doing?
Yeah, it was something, it's hard, it's been hard. That first show 4 years ago was like, it felt weird. I felt like I was cheating on my girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's just because I'm so, they're my family, they're my brothers, we've done so much together, but it feels like I can travel a lot quicker this way, and there's a lot of music in me. So I'm constantly writing, I'm constantly trying to experience things. And I think sometimes in a band environment, it's just a different thing. Being on your own, I can experience a lot more different things. I can write quite more precise and work with different people.
Because the bands almost established their own sound.
Yeah. So
breaking away from that or trying to do something different is very difficult when you have all of these influences from the other members as well.
Definitely, yeah. And you want to hear everyone out. So I think that's the main thing, is if I solo, it's sort of more my sort of main decision in the end, which is scary, you know, in the end. You know, I spoke to Francois about it and he said, putting your name on something is a trick, you know, after 22 years of Prime, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the album is different in that way. I'm always going to write the way I do in a certain way and sound the way I do, but I've definitely chosen a different musical approach with how I've gone into the songs.
So, yeah, it took you a while to bring out your first solo album. Is that why that you had to find almost your own voice on your own?
Yeah.
And why did it take so long?
Because it's terrifying. And it was always something more beautiful around the corner for the band. And we've been touring so much, and we had this sort of, we've always toured with like an anxiety, you know, like you just got to tour.
You don't know when it's going to end.
Yeah, you just got to tour. Like we were doing 250 shows a year sometimes.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
that's
it was
hectic.
At our peak, we were doing that. And then it just got, you know, you constantly, that's how you'd work, you know, that's how you feel you have to be. So it's been amazing to be able to pull away and actually just sort of take stock.
Yeah. So do you feel that you you're almost more immersed in the music now because it's on your own. It is with a band. It's touring solo, touring with a band.
Yeah, a musical journey has now progressed. I've taken myself out of comfort zone and I'm performing on my own a lot. And then I have a band as well. And then a piano is very new to me as well. And just, all these kind of things. It's been exciting. It's been
really cool. And it's like you're saying, the piano is new. Like you can like play with all these different things on your own and like branch out.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's a trip.
But I guess when you're doing these things on your own as well, and you, like you said, now you're going to meet up with a band back in Dubai. Mm. It also, after 22 years, like you said, with Prime, it just reinvigorates that passion that you have for the band aspect as well. You know? Joining with the guys, it's comfortable. Mm. You know what you're going to get, and you know the guys have got your back.
Yeah. They also flex harder. Now they know, like, there's a lot of the musicians, we're all friends, but we're all watching each other all the time. So they play better, you know. And try and when I walk onto stage, I don't want to do a half measure job. I want them to know that when I step
on that stage,
I'm still there. So I have to show up. Even
That's
if
amazing.
We're arguing or there's something going on or
band politics,
which exists. Yeah. I promise you, it's weird, but it's the same as any family. Yeah. And then, and you play the best you can.
So, Ross, there's something that I miss from the days that we had CDs. It's like buying the whole album and listening it from song 1 to song 13. And I loved the story and the journey that it took me on. And that's missing for me on the digital platforms.
Yeah.
Is there a reason why you went the other way? Because most of the artists just bring out singles now, but you brought out your album first.
Yeah. Well, I still play some Prime songs in my solo, but I wanted to have more of a baseline to play this new journey. Mm. So, I have to throw in one or two. Otherwise, you know, some people go, I came for that song.
Yeah.
But then I didn't want to also disrespect the band. So by playing just mainly Prime songs.
Mm.
So I really needed to put out some work that was different and it would speak to my new mindset.
So, and also so that people probably could get to know the music before you.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a lot more to listen to. That's and it is a journey. The album is all these different things. There's a bit of like a funk and there's the story of my home and where I'm from and what kind of musician I hopefully am. Yeah.
I love that. Do you know what I miss still also about CDs?
She misses everything.
The hidden track.
Yeah, the hidden track. Yeah. I love that as well. I always loved the hidden track. You love the band and then you found the hidden track.
Exactly. Yeah.
The rumor was always never play the hidden track backwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know? From the devil.
Yeah, I'm the devil. Listen.
So, Ross, you're sitting there with your guitar.
Yeah.
What are you going to sing first?
I'll start with something familiar because I'm nervous. These shows are terrifying.
No way.
So, and I'm looping today.
Oh,
so
yeah?
I'm trying to fill it up.
So okay.
This one she always gets, a different version.
Oh, yay.
Like I'm all drawn to the flame, I'm on my way to being burned up once again. Oh, I've been through this before 100 times or more. She keeps me coming back. So what am I waiting for? She always gets what she wants. She always gets what she needs more. Always counts out the chords I'm playing now. Always moves to the rhythm she's making shit. It's my home. And she walks to the sound of her own drum. One minute she's there, but then the next she's gone. Well, I'm allowed to pick up pieces of myself to carry on. Oh, I've been through this before 100 times or more. Yeah, she keeps me coming back. So what am I waiting for? She always gets what she wants. She always gets what she needs more. Always counts out the chords I'm playing now. Always moves to the rhythm she's making. She is
song ends. It ends. Oh, I've been through this before, 100 times or more. She keeps me coming back. So what am I waiting for now?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I thought something broke there.
Sorry. I was supposed to be more finesse at the end there.
Man, wow. That it just takes amazing. Me back Yo. Immediately. Wow. I remember we spoke to Louise Carver a while ago, and I know you guys know each other from being in the industry for a while as well. Remember there was this live Levi album that came out.
Yeah.
You guys were on that as well.
We were, yeah.
And everything on there was acoustic.
Yeah.
And man, that is where my passion or my fandom started for Prime Circle.
Thank
because
you, man.
I love a stripped down version, and I say it every week. And there's something about you know, hearing music in almost the form it was written that's more special.
Is it a good song? Is it a good song then? Yeah, that's always the question.
Do you think that's the main thing? If somebody can perform their song acoustically, that means it was written in a good way.
I think it's a good test. Yeah, there's some songs that are very digital in their essence, but I think at its essence, is it a good song on acoustic?
Yeah. So we're going to make that a challenge now, because we have a live show on a Wednesday where we bring in artists and we ask them to perform acoustically. And if it sounds bad, we're going to tell them, listen, you wrote a horrible song.
Ross said it was rubbish.
Yeah. But seeing that it sounds good acoustically, we know this is a good song.
Sure.
So,
okay.
We're going to be back with Ross in a moment. But first, Ross, what is this band called?
The Proclaimers.
He says,
Purple Bugle Along.
We're going to have to ask Ross to help us with our Scottish accent.
That was quite Irish there.
Yeah.
Oh, to be sure.
Isn't it the same area?
Indian.
No.
Nina, this is Indian. This is a totally different accent.
Listen, Ross will have to teach us the Scottish accent, because the box aren't going to lose.
No, exactly. They're not going to lose.
We're fine.
Brilliant, yes.
You can go teach the Scots South African, because they think we talk like verse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find, and also ladies overseas quite find that accent quite attractive.
Yes.
You know, there was that study done a while ago, I think 2 or 3 years ago, just before COVID, that said the Afrikaans English accent.
Yes.
One of the top 5 sexiest accents in the world.
Yeah. So, crazy.
I mean, you know, I walk around when I'm overseas just talking like this.
Yeah, you take her to her.
How's it, Davey?
I did the same thing.
Who called it my joke? Listen, bud, so we've now established the Ross Learmonth test of good music.
Yes.
Right? To see if something is a good song or not. So we've asked you to bring a cover. We're going to put it through the Ross test.
Yes.
What did you bring with first?
I recently did this in tribute to the great Derek Watts, and the song just resonates with me as well, so I wanted to do it again. This one is The Scientist by Coldplay.
Fantastic.
Let's try it. I'm not the best piano player.
Come up to meet you, tell you I'm sorry. You don't know how lovely you are. I had to find you, tell you I need you, tell you I set you apart. Tell me your secrets, ask me your questions, or let's go back to the start. Running in circles, coming up tails, heads on a science apart. Nobody said it was easy. Oh, it's such a shame for us to part. Nobody said it was easy. No one ever said it would be this hard. I'm going back to the start. I was just guessing numbers and figures, pulling the puzzles apart. Questions of science, science and progress, not speak as loud as my heart. So tell me you love me, come back and haunt me, oh, when I rush to the start. Running in circles, chasing our tails, oh, I'd run to the start. Nobody said it was easy. Oh, it's such a shame for us to part. Nobody said it was easy. Nobody ever said it would be this hard. I'm going back to the start.
Dom Sinjera, wow. Scientist Coldplay, gedoen deur Ross.
Did you know Derek Watts? Or
yeah,
was
he was,
it,
I met him a few times, and he was such a gentleman, such an amazing human, and always, you know, sticking up for the little guy, which I always loved about him. Yeah.
Gentle giant, that guy.
Yeah, he was a legend.
And on the other side of that, he wasn't afraid to ask the difficult questions and getting to the bottom of things.
No, not at all.
But always in a very diplomatic way.
Yeah.
You know, that... Yeah. You knew he offended you, but you didn't realize it at the moment.
Yeah, no, he was amazing. And he was actually quite a goofy guy as well.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, we're going to be back with Ross in a moment. Ons moet net gou vinnig na die verkeer toe gaan en dan moet ons praat oor sy splinter nuwe enkelsnit, rose tinted. Appel, Ross 'n goeie vriend met F250. Saam met ons in die ateljee vandag Ross Leemond. And he's been doing some amazing songs and we've been chatting and it's like just catching up with the old friend. Gotta love it, you know? And you're no stranger to Groot FM now these days, eh?
No, I was here at the birthday and you guys have been beautiful to me, so thank you.
It's, are you Joburg based now?
I am, yeah. I live in Parkhurst.
Oh, nice.
Very nice.
If there's somewhere, like, I don't want to live in Joburg, but if I had to, I would live in Parkhurst. Yeah. I love Parkhurst.
I lived in 44 Stanley area before, which was very cool.
Yeah.
And then it got super gangster there.
Yeah. Only when I moved in.
Oh, wow. Listen, but have you never decided to make the move to Cape Town? I feel like as a band, you know, some guys are supposed to be based inland.
Yeah.
And then some of the bands, like Prime Circle, for example, you guys would have easily been able to base yourself out of Cape Town.
I don't know. We always spoke about moving. I wanted to move to Pretoria first and foremost, but
you must come here. It's lekker.
It's lekker. Yeah. No, I love it here. I think if I lived here, it would be Irene or somewhere like that. Mm.
It's beautiful, yeah.
But yeah, that the highway just stopped me from moving here because just going up and down to Joburg all the time. Yeah. But Cape Town, maybe. I don't know. Maybe Pretoria.
If you live in Pretoria, you can sing hello all the time.
Hello, yes.
hello.
It sounds better, hello, than it does hello.
And don't you think that the music scene, because back in the day when Prime was at its prime, if I can say that, you know, and you had the Cutting Jades and the Just Gingers and all of those guys doing the alternative rock scene as well, and Policica just came on. Back then, there was only two hubs when it came to proper live music, and that was Cape Town and up here in Gauteng.
Yeah.
Has that changed? Because there's a lot of more electronic vibe down there, and anyone who wants to perform live kind of feels like it's happening around here.
Yeah, Pretoria has the best venue, I think. Yeah, like by far now, like the best sort of organized venue. Now the dome's gone and those kind of things. A lot of venues closed over COVID. So yeah, I think Pretoria's got like pretty much the best venue. And it's constantly mixed. I don't know. It's hard to say. Like, you know, Matthew Moll sounds like he's from Cape Town, but he's not. You know, he's a Joburg boy.
Yeah.
So you can't guess, you know.
You can't tell.
Hevels could be Pretoria.
Yeah.
But they're Cape Town, eh?
But they're Belleville.
Belleville.
They're Belleville.
But Belleville till I die. That's the Pretoria of Cape Town.
Yeah, it is, yeah. No, they wish, yeah.
Before we talk about your latest single,
yeah.
What is the last song that you brought for us to the studio?
I've been thinking about what to play, and I thought I'd play a song that probably won't ever go to radio. It's one of my favorite songs. It's about where I'm from.
Okay.
I used to work on the construction for my father, working in the steel industry, and I wrote a lot of music working in the steel industry. Nearly lost my fingers, and I hated the job. But I think when you work in that kind of digging up diamonds kind of thing, you know, the coal mines and that stuff, it makes you want to get out. So I wrote a song called Believer, and it's about breaking out of the small town, and it's a love song in that sense, you know. Yeah. This one's called Believer.
Fantastic.
Down West Street, longest road in town. Gets so hard keeping up, don't leave me behind. I'm chasing the last train out. Ask me a question. Are those diamonds in your eyes? Got hard hands from digging up plans to make my escape every night now. Oh, no. Oh, every night now. And baby, I'm still a dreamer. Baby, I'll always believe you. Towers, highest place around. So hold on to me now and don't you look down. And maybe we'll make it out. Oh, I need some answers. Oh, are those diamonds in your eyes? Got hard hands from digging up plans to make my escape every night now. Oh, every night. And baby, I'm still a dreamer. Baby, I'll always believe you. And I'll do talk me down, but now I'm on the last train out. Believer, I'd do it all again. Oh. All again.
Thomas Niera,
wow.
Ross, meant Believer.
Sure. That's why I love an album, because you said it will probably never make it to radio, but now you can, you know, just go look for it and find it.
That's
in
the hidden track.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
What, has it been recorded? And
yeah, Believer's on the album.
Mm. Why not to radio?
I think you can only send so many.
You can't.
And then eventually, I'll just keep sending them.
Okay, so me and Nina will do this, right? If you send us that song, we'll make sure that it gets radio play.
Okay, great. Thank you.
So send it through to us. We'll give it to Shadow Nico, because that is a fantastic song.
Thank you. It's one of my little favorites.
It's stunning. And I think people resonate with that because South African people, we're hardworking people. And I think we all understand that, you know, where we're coming from. And like you said, that love story with having to work hard to get where you want to be and break out and get to the dream. So please send it to us and we'll make sure it happens.
Thank you. I will do that. Don't give up on the dream. Yes.
So Rose Tinted, tell us about it.
Rose Tinted is a romantic look back at sort of, we've all hurt someone or been hurt. And I think, you know, you got to forgive yourself as much as you can forgive someone else. And Rose Tinted is sort of that. So it's like an 80s throwback for me. I wanted to do something really different and use a little bit different kinds of synth sounds. And, you know, it was important to me to make it sort of feel nostalgic. And the song, it just feels like this runaway song, you know, like you're escaping again. And Rose Tinted is sort of looking back with rose tinted lenses, you know, because we all, no one's perfect, you know. And I think it's sort of that looking back with forgiveness.
Well, Ross, you being here in studio has made us feel nostalgic, but also excited for your new journey ahead. So thank you so much for your time and for your beautiful music.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Here's Ross Leamont, Rose Tinted. And as you hierdie onderhoud gemis het, ons sit hom vir jou op grootfm.co.za.
Kuier maandag tot vrijdag saam Dobie en Nina, 3 tot 6, net hier op die Groot Trek, op Groot FM 90.5.